1071 CJCSFM. Happy Wednesday. I'm Jamie Caudill. Let's wrap up our conversation today with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritsma. And gosh, let's talk about the Stratford Festival.
You know, tourism, you know, makes up a significant part of our economy as well. I've shared before the direct and indirect this year will be $277 million with the Stratford Festival. So we know that it has an economic impact. We know it has a cultural impact. It's the largest theater across Canada. So it impacts not only Stratford, but all of Canada. But I'm proud to be on that board of directors. And we had a board of directors meeting last week. And that was correlated to match up with the opening of Salesman in China. And what a wow. Just an amazing, amazing event of emotion and social cultural conflict. You know, it's a spin. We know it's that production from Arthur Miller, The Death of a Salesman. I think I'm hoping they still do in high school. But, you know, it's the Chinese production that was taken in 1983 to Japan. And the idea of trying to not only do a cultural, you know, leap and try to bring across a American culture into a Chinese culture where there was no such thing as a salesman, you know, a walking salesman and or in anything like life insurance in China. But wow, what an event and what a opening night. It was one of four opening nights, London Assurance. I think Cymbalina was also, and the Diviners. The funny thing is, the opening of Diviners, I went out into the hallway, and one of the actors was getting married the day of the opening night for Diviners. It all happens in Stratford, you know. We're anticipating, you know, getting back to where we were pre-pandemic. We're anticipating 450,000 patrons, and we're climbing towards the return, full return of our American patrons. We know that when they come to Canada, they stay longer. You know, I had a visit on the street with five women from Virginia, and they were in town for five productions over a week, and we're just loving Stratford. So much to say positive about the festival with regards to cultural influence in Stratford, but also the economic impact.
So much to celebrate. Let's celebrate a real, I would always like to say, it's a hidden gem in Stratford that doesn't get enough attention sometimes, Shakespearean Gardens.
Yeah, and you know, I once again presented at Council, Reg White and his group do an amazing job as a Shakespearean Garden. It is an amazing, I think next to City Hall, it might be one of the greatest locations for visitors to take photos. You know, Reg White was kind enough to share the history of the Shakespearean Gardens, and I encourage Stratfordites themselves to get there. You know, and once again, the vision of R. Thomas Orr, you know, in 1922, the Dufton woolen factory burnt, and the last piece that was remaining was the chimney, which stands today. And you know, the vision of R. Thomas Orr to say, we're buying that land, and on top of that chimney, we're going to put a 25 unit Purple Martin hotel. You know, who thinks of that other than R. Thomas Orr? And the vision of saying, I'm going to sail with my son, and we're going to Stratford upon the Avon and take a look at their Shakespearean gardens and bring those ideas, those drawings, those plans back. You know, when it opened, I believe in 1936, 14 years after they started, they endured, they endured the Depression. And at that opening, the presentation at some point of a dial, not only the plans with regards to the types of flowers that should be in there in a Shakespearean garden from Stratford upon Avon, but a sundial that still exists today. You know, the installation of the 1960 gazebo, the 100 peonies planted from the Peony Society of Canada. You know, so sometimes we forget to acknowledge those great things in our community and to acknowledge those people that are doing great work. And Reg White, chair of the Friends of the Shakespearean Gardens, and all your volunteers, thank you on behalf of the citizens, Stratford, and City Council.
Oh, very good. And Reg White had a chance to chat with Lloyd Robertson on Saturday because they were roughly the same age, sort of school classmates, if you will.
And Lloyd would have been reporting on some of the things that Reg was involved with back then.
Yeah, yeah.
The saving of City Hall would have been one of them. I believe in 72, Reg had his fingers in that pie as well.
All right. And great to see the cereal box challenge is continuing.
It continues. And I want to give a shout out to a number of organizations doing this. This is greater than cereal boxes. You know, this challenge went out from Vicky Trotter at the clerk's office in Stratford. And so that continues. I think a young man brought some cereal boxes.
Trevor, to the Stratford Police Service at the CJCS event.
So that was great. But I think it's also important to understand that sometimes we forget during the summer months about poverty challenges and the challenges around food security and, you know, that of food insecurity. And so we have to keep that in mind, you know, especially as we move into another United Way Perth Huron season. But we need to understand that those challenges, poverty and food insecurity, is something that is part of our community, and we need to continue to do those things, not only to bring food in, but to bring awareness around poverty and food insecurity in our community.
All right, wrapping up our time with City of Stratford, Martin Ritzma, with some more shout-outs, more successful fundraising campaigns, including the Larsh Golf Tournament.
The Larsh Golf Tournament, you know, I've been blessed to be involved with Larsh for a long time. There was our greatest success thus far. Huge shout out to Beverly Morange and our little band, and the upside of maybe of being in the barn and providing entertainment. Mike Bannerman was so ill, and professional that he is, still the show went on, and they didn't disappoint. You know, the features food trucks was there, and they didn't disappoint. Our best results with regards to the fundraising side of it was, I believe the total came out, of $16,600 raised. So thank you to all the volunteers, the sponsors of holes, the sponsors of auction items. Just an amazing event. And I talk about the financial, you know, implications of the event. But, and it's part of the Be Belong Become campaign, which I believe is a $6.5 million build of 426 Britannia Street. Announced, Trevor Goldforth announced $4.2 million thus far. But not only the impact of the funds raised at an event like this, but also the raising of awareness of the wonderful work that organizations do in our community to support those in need in our community.
Okay, and the success of that, certainly that campaign continues. Now, I've got a note here, happy retirement. Did I not get the memo here? What's going on?
You're not quite there yet. Okay, and you know what? Believe me, I'll be wearing this shirt again. Maybe I'll wear it until you retire. But a huge shout out to Captain Steve DeCoke. He's retiring after 30 years on the Stratford Firefighters, the fire department. I'll be pleased on Friday to present him with a certificate from the City of Stratford at, I believe, it's station number 2. But we know those men and women serve us every day. And a shout out to Steve DeCoke, who has served our community for 30 plus years.
All right. And the last note I have here, again, as we wrap up our time today with the City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma, I've got two summer notes here, a summer event that is yet to happen and a summer event that has wrapped up, if you will.
Yes. Thank you. And let's talk about the one. Yes. Let's talk about Summer Jam Fest. Leah Agate's doing a great job. You've been carrying that well. You know, with regards to, once again, it's not only an opportunity for people to be entertained, and there's great entertainment. I see the line of, you know, local talent and not so local, Toronto, etc., but the idea of awareness around mental health. So a shout out to Aaliyah Agates. It is on September the 1st, and it's at the backstage at the Stratford Perth Museum, an amazing location. you know, in support of the Canadian Mental Health Association here in town, as we talked about earlier, former Choices for Change. So thank you, Aaliyah, for bringing this forward. And once again, by doing this, decreasing that stigma attached to mental health. And, you know, when we talked earlier about challenges around homelessness, we know mental health and addiction are part of it. So thank you, Aaliyah, and thank you to the Canadian Mental Health Association for all you do on a daily basis. And also a shout out to Stratford Summer Music, another amazing year of bringing world-class, local but world-class talent to our stages. I think there were 7 different locations in Stratford. Thank you very much for an amazing season. I want to acknowledge an upcoming event. It's the 3rd annual Fiddles and Food Truck event in the Ritzma Barn, and that's September the 12th.
There you go.
The doors open at 6:30, and the show is at 7:30, and features the folk and storytelling duo of Shane Pendergrast. Looking forward to hosting and supporting Stratford Summer Music. A lot of their activities are free. They need to find opportunities for sponsorship and an opportunity to raise some money. And there'll be a silent auction. Once again, great food trucks, great food. The mayor will be on hand to my wife and I will be doing sausage on a bun again. So a great event for a great organization in Stratford.
Yeah, look forward. That's always a great event, a great kind of wrap-up, if you will, for Stratford Summer Music. So get details on that. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, we'll be chatting again next week. Will you have anything to talk about?
You know what? The blessing of Stratford, whether it's in council chamber and beyond, there's always something positive to share. And as I delve more and more and in the role, I understand that every day that there's something great happening in this community, both on the economic side and on the social side. So thanks for allowing me this opportunity, and we will see you next Wednesday morning.